Okay, hello. February 12th and 13th. The year's just flying by. We have three cards today, all reversed. The Sun, the Three of Swords, and the Six of Cups. Forgiven but not forgotten. We could have some distressing situation with the kids today, or some issue involving children, as both the Sun and the nostalgic Six of Cups, both childhood cards, are here on either side of the bloody Three of Swords, the card of the wounded heart, today in the reverse, and in healing, or even healed mode. The Three of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is one of the scarier cards of the tarot, and one of the most recognizable and easily read and felt. Three long swords pierce a bleeding heart, ouch, 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 that floats in space, still clinging to life, as we can see, by the faint glowing aura around it. Ominous black clouds hang over the strange vision, which is in the upright, pain and suffering. In the reverse, the clouds look nice and soft at the bottom of the card, leaving the upper part clear and blue. The swords fall out. The heart is one amazing and mysterious organ. The Age of Innocence, the Sun. Number 19 of the major arcana is famously the happiest card in the deck. We usually see a carefree naked child on the back of a white horse in a walled green meadow sprung with bright sunflowers. Aside from the obvious cheerfulness of sunflowers, their biology is fascinating. Heliotropic, they follow the movement of the sun. A field of sunflowers facing the same direction is truly an amazing sight. But another thing about these mystical flowers is that they are actually aware of each other and are able to share, or hoard, nutrients from their fellow flowers. Amazing. On the Morgan Greer card, there are two children, both nude. It's joyful and uninhibited, and even in the reverse can be read as a happy card. But the healing heart suggests that in the reverse, there's trouble in paradise or was. This is also a marriage card, and in the reverse, it can be assumed the marriage went cold. There may have been issues around children in a marriage, whether to have them, not have them, a problem conceiving them, whatever. In the reverse, the happiest card in the deck can be downright depressed, but the card is in the past, and on the Three of Swords, the dark cloud is lifting. In the upcoming position is another card of childhood innocence and naivete, the Six of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, also in the reverse. This card also shows two children, also safe in a walled garden. White flowers bloom in six gold cups the kids have planted them in. I almost feel a we have to get along for the sake of the kids vibe from this. The formerly nude children under the sun are clothed on the Six of Cups, a card of friendship. This can be a person from your past, even a family member, but in the upcoming position and in the reverse, it may be an awkward reunion. The children of the Six of Cups in the reverse are no longer children. You may be seeing your own children grow up and are nostalgic for the past. For entertainment purposes only, and since we are having unseasonably warm to hot weather for this time of year, the sun reversed can warn of sunstroke and skin cancer, animals overheating, and along with the reverse three of knives can mean minor surgery. We can also assume you're due for the dentist. Or, it's never too late for a happy childhood.